Hello there, Nicola Barden here from Q102's Weekend Buzz. I hope you are all doing really well and thank you so much for pressing play today to listen to this episode. Before I let you listen to the whole thing, I just have a little bit of news for you. So if you're a fan of the Weekend Buzz or this is the first time you've ever listened to it, amazing and thank you, and scroll back. We've got over 70 episodes there, so there's some great chats for you to listen to from the likes of the cast of SVU, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Grey's Anatomy, loads of stuff, some amazing singers, reality stars. Great in-depth conversations for you to enjoy. And I know that's what you're here for. So that's why I have to tell you my news. I have rebranded the show and it is now strictly podcast. So it's no longer on radio. It is just podcast and it goes under the name Tis Yourself. So do come and find us. We're on Instagram and Twitter and obviously all the places that you're listening to podcasts. So if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Google, CastBox, Good Pods, Spotify, we are there. I am there with my over 50 guests, fantastic guests. You're going to love some of them. They're absolutely amazing. So we've got some of the cast from like Games of Thrones, Breaking Bad. Yes, Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones. Can you believe it? Some amazing singers like Shane Ward, Matt Cardle are there. We have the actor Jerry O'Connell, who has some surprising roots to Ireland, you won't believe. We have the likes of Tom Lenk from Buffy, who played Andrew. If you're Irish, you'll know the names James Patrice, Trisha's Transformation, Tommy Fleming, the Nolan family. There's loads and loads of stuff in there. We've Sarah Jane Dunn from Hollyoaks. We've got some cast of EastEnders. So there's a real mix of Irish, UK, US guests, and we're just adding to them every single day. We're getting some new guests. Season 4 is just about to be launched. So come and join me. I'm over here waiting for you to discover me. That's Tis Yourself with me, Nicola Barden. Hope you enjoy this episode.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
The Weekend Buzz with Nicola Barden.
Welcome back to The Weekend Buzz here on Dublin's Q102. And I hope you're having a good morning this morning. Last week we played a new Christmas song by an Irish singer, because obviously we're hearing all the different Christmas tunes, you know, the Mariahs and the Shane McGowans and Shakin' Stevens and all those lads that you would never listen to any other time of the year except for now, Slade and the likes. But then this time of year is when they come out and shine. But we do also like on this show to promote some Irish music, new Irish singers, all that kind of stuff. And last week we had Robbie Doyle on with his song, and this week we're going to chat to another Irish singer, a Dublin singer, Stevie Rock, and he has written a Christmas song called All for Christmas. Stevie, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. Fine.
Good lad. Come here, tell us. Anyone who doesn't know you, tell us a bit about you, I suppose, personally. How long have you been singing?
I've been singing now. I've been singing a long time now. I've been singing since I'm a teenager, shall I say. I'm also a rapper too, which believe I'm a rapper by trade, believe it or not. I've always sang and wrote songs. I actually wrote that song now, I'd say a couple of years back, I actually, which believe it or not, woke up singing the song, just the hook of the song. And I went to a small studio, a basement kind of bedroom studio, and recorded it there. You know, it's just a rough demo kind of.
That must have been strange for whoever was in the bed beside you.
Well, that's it. Of course. But I put down a rough demo like a couple of years back, and then because I was also doing rap stuff at the time, like I had many songs recorded rap style. Like I was opening for 50 Cent. I opened for LL Cool J as a rapper. So I decided, because of other things going on, and over the years people have been saying to me, Stephen, you know, that song is that's a great song, you know, you know, what are you going to do with it? And I said, Mike's went off to a bigger studio this year and got a better version down, as I say, and so the rest is history, sent it to yourself, and here we are now on the phone.
And tell me this, like, how do you go from rap to singing? Because usually when it's one or the other, you don't get many that kind of cross genre.
As I said to you, I was always dabbling with the two, but more so rapping, like, was the number one for Tay. As I say, I recorded a lot of rap songs. I've 80 songs recorded. And, you know, I have a couple of love songs as well. But as I say, this a couple of years back, I woke up singing this Christmas song. And I said, as I say, just the hook that's in the song. And I said, geez, I woke up, I think it was 4 in the morning. And I said, geez, I have to write that down. So went downstairs and the rest of the song wrote itself. And as I say, went to the bigger studio and got it done. Remade it this year. And went to a lovely studio in Blanchetown there with a lovely producer guy there. His name is Lance Smith, fabulous producer. So, you know, went in with the lyrics, went in, we come up with a new melody and off we went. And as I say, here we are on the phone now.
Brilliant. And so it's just something that you, like, as you said, you had to rework it a bit. Like, did it take much when you went back to listen to the original?
Yeah, I mean, it was the same lyrics and the whole lot, but the music was different. As I say, it was a lot smaller. The original studio we got it done in was just kind of a bedroom studio. It wouldn't have been good enough. The version I'd done, the demo I'd done, it wouldn't have been good enough for the radio because, you know yourself, it needs a certain standard for the radio. So this year, as people have been saying to me over the years, you know, Steve, that song is great, like, geez, that Christmas song, you know. And I just said, okay, this year I said, well, I'll go to the studio now and get a proper, you know, cut of the song. And what we've done there, it only just gone back there in November, it sounded right, and I just said I'd send it off, and it's getting a very good response.
And so tell us what All For Christmas is about.
Well, All For Christmas is just, you know, it's just really celebrating the spirit of Christmas. You know, Christmas for everybody is, you know, it's a wonderful time. Everyone loves Christmas, and, you know, with kiddies, with Santa Claus, and, you know, gift of giving, as I say. And I just put it all down the song, and I just, you know, came up with a kind of, just an all-round friendly kind of song for the whole family to listen to.
Yeah, because we're seeing a lot of, like, the Christmas ads are very emotional this year after the year we've had, so you're instead going for the joy aspect instead to kind of bring us back up again.
Yeah, well, I kind of, you know, I when I was writing the song, I kept it as kind of the all-time kind of classic kind of songs, you know? Like, people, like, you know, a lot of artists have different kind of styles in Christmas songs. You know, you've got the kind of sad kind of Christmas song, you've the happy, cheerful, you've different kind of styles. I just kept this to kind of just the old kind of classic kind of 70s, 80s kind of style, you know, with a kind of 50s feel off it, a bluesy kind of feel off it, like, you know, and just kind of the kind of happy kind of spirit of Christmas, and kept it the kind of in the chorus, just kept it kind of ear friendly and just for the whole family to listen to, you know.
I'm guessing this isn't the kind of song that you would have played when you were on stage with 50 Cent or any of those.
No. It's a different style altogether. No, it wouldn't have went down too well with 50 Cent and that. No, not at all. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. Hopefully he gets to hear it, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to be tuning in this morning to Q102.
Yeah, hopefully.
Tell us how that even happened, because, you know, to get the chance to support acts like him and LL Cool J, that's quite massive.
Well, what I'd done was back in, when Jay-Z came over here with Beyonce, it started off with Jay-Z, believe it or not. I went to Peter Aiken and I gave him three songs, three demo songs I had, and he sent it off to Jay-Z, and Jay-Z's manager loved the songs and they said okay, we'll have Stevie Rock as the opening act. Back, this is when the Pint was on. So I went, we were all set to go to the Pint, and at the time, you know, he was engaged to Beyonce, and Beyonce decided that she'd actually do my spot.
Oh.
I lost my spot.
Oh, come on, Beyonce, come on. Like, she needs the promotion.
I know. That's the gas thing, I know. I was set to go, but she decided that she wants to, you know, she wants to do a half an hour set, and then it ended up, she didn't come out of the hotel room at all. She decided not to do it. So I lost his spot, she lost her spot, the whole lot. But then, because of what happened, he got me LL Cool J. As in, sorry about that, Stephen. I don't know what happened there with Jay-Z. What can you do? But look, you have LL Cool J, which is in Vicar Street. So I opened for Vicar Street. I opened for LL Cool J in Vicar Street. That went down well. 50 Cent came over,
like,
the following year.
You must have been like,
and Peter Aiken said to me, you know, it's 50 Cent was coming over to Marquee in Cork. You know, you have a spot there to open up for. Nice, fantastic, brilliant, you know.
You must be like
TV, as I say, you know.
Yeah, you must be like, though, when they suggested, you know, LL Cool J, will this actually happen, because of the fact that it didn't work out in Jay-Z? You know, you'd be worrying, yeah, is this going to go,
yeah,
ahead?
Well, I was delighted, as I say. Well, I was, you know, I was kind of, I was annoyed what happened with Jay-Z, but what can you do? Like, these are big mega stars, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm a Dublin up and coming act at the time.
Yeah.
So, I say it didn't happen with Jay-Z. But, you know, it was great to bounce back with 50 Cent and the whole lot. So that was great to open the show for him down in Cork, you know.
That's amazing. Like, they're great things, yeah, as you mentioned, to have on your CV to actually be able to say that thing.
It is, yeah. It's great. It's great on the CV to have it there. Like, they're big, big names. And, you know, at the time, as I say, when I wrote the Christmas song, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on with the rap at the time. And I was hoping to get signed with Jimmy Iovine over in Universal with America. Jimmy Iovine was actually sending a guy over to see me opening for Jay-Z, but because that didn't happen, it kind of fell through. You know, the music business is like that. Like, you have to jump on it while it's there. As I said, the Christmas song was put to the side because of that other stuff going on, but it was always there. People were saying to me, you know, Steve, you know, what's the story with that song? What are you going to do with it? And I said, right, okay. I brought it off to the studio and recorded the new version, which you're going to play, hopefully. And, you know, as I say, the rest is history, and hopefully the public will like the song. And, you know, I feel it's a strong song. I feel it's a catchy kind of song, but, like, you know, we let the people decide, you know?
Yeah, it's very hard to break into the music industry, like, even in a country as small as Ireland, because, yeah, of the fact that we have such amazing talent here. And you see people like, let's say, like Gavin James and stuff, who,
yes,
are, the voices are so iconic and we know them now, but they took ages, they take ages to break through. So are you going to try and focus now, do you think, on staying on the singing side of things? Are you going to do both, or do you have an idea?
I'll do both. I mean, I'm always writing songs, I'm always in the studio, I'm forever coming up with, like, different styles of songs, rap style and, like, love songs, rock songs, whatever, you know. That's the only Christmas song I have. But then the other side of it is, like, a lot of people haven't even got Christmas songs, like, and then people that have got them only have one. They're a hard song to really do, like, you know, whatever it is about Christmas. It's like, I often sit down and I could write a rock song, I could write a love song, but Christmas thing is kind of, it's hard to do, like, you know, because it's just that kind of, it's a different style. And I, you know, I've talked to a lot of, like, singer-songwriters, and they say, oh, you know, I'd love to write a Christmas song, but, like, you know, it's a hard thing. You can't just sit down. The lucky thing about this song is I didn't sit down and plan to write this song. As I said, I woke up singing this song, so, like, it was sent to me. And yeah. So I was very lucky that way, because, you know, if you sit down sometimes to write a song, you could be sitting there looking at a blank page. You know, this, I didn't have to do this, because it just, as I say, I just woke up doing it, you know, and as I say, the rest is history, you know, Nicola, and here we are now on the phone, you know.
Yeah, exactly. The thing, like, the Christmas song market is so huge that, like, yeah, you see people like Kelly Clarkson releases a Christmas song, and she hasn't released her own music in a while or whatever, just because they know it'll get airplay, I suppose, in that place, and they haven't released anything. These are these huge stars. But, like, then, yes, you have to compete with the Mariahs, as I mentioned, and, you know, the ones that everybody loves every year. But I think everybody has such a push for Irish music at the moment. It's probably the perfect time.
Yeah.
Like, you must notice that now, that there's, we've seen in the last year that people are trying to push for listening to our own, as well as the big acts. But, like, Dermot Kennedy there just finally got his number one in Ireland, and then got a number one the following week, and it's now everyone's like, come on, why are there not more Irish in the charts?
Yeah, I mean, as you say, Dermot Kennedy, hasn't he just exploded, hasn't he? I mean, he has just gone mega now, like, as you say, he's number one now and within the charts now, and I mean, he's everywhere. I was only saying the other day, every time I put the radio on, he's on it. You know, he's actually exploded. But I mean, looking at him, he's fantastic. He's a very talented guy, like, and, you know, but he's worked very hard to get where he is. It didn't happen overnight for Dermot either. You know, he worked very hard. He's been doing it for years, and, you know, he cut his teeth the hard way, and there you go. Like, and now he's number one, and as I say, every time he puts the radio on, he's there. You know, yeah, fair play to him.
That's exactly
the best.
All it takes is the break to get the song on the radio, to people start listening to it and liking it, and then it gets going. So obviously we will play the song now in a few seconds, but if anyone is interested, Stevie, in hearing it after they're on, you know, after being on the radio, you know, where can they find you and where can they find the song?
Yeah, you can find it on Spotify. I have the song up on Spotify. It only went up there. As I say, the song is only, like, literally 2 weeks out of the fresh new studio, you know. It's up on Spotify. You'll get it under Stevie Rock there. And I've also, I think I've two or three rap tracks as well there. So, you know, you can get it on Spotify, as I say. And
what about you and social media? Are you on anything that people can come and follow you on?
I'm just on Instagram now. I never really signed up with Facebook and the whole thing, you know. I'm kind of old fashioned that way. I'm up on Instagram and the whole lot. I must get all the Facebook and all going. I never did, but I'm up on Instagram. You'll get me on Stevie Rock 123. As I say, you'll find me on Spotify as well, and you know, keep listening out. There'll be a lot more material coming.
Brilliant. Well, listen, Stevie, we're going to play All for Christmas now, and listen, have a great Christmas, and thanks a million for coming on with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Nicola. It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
So we will play Stevie's song now, Stevie Rock there, and the song is called All for Christmas, and we're going to play it. It's Irish, it's a new tune, obviously. As much as I can, I'm trying to play as many Irish new artists, new songs on this show, and we've been doing it all year round. And if you like the song, as you heard there, it's on Spotify, go and play it, search for it, request it on radio stations, whatever it is. Let's get a bit more Irish Christmas added. They say shop local and buy local, and sure, that can be listen local as well. So here it is, All for Christmas by Stevie Rock on Q102.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It really means a lot to me, and I really hope you enjoyed it. Do scroll back and see if there's anything else that you might enjoy. And before I let you go, do remember to come and find me on my new podcast, Tis Yourself. Again, talking to celebrities, this time a lot more in depth. So there might be longer episodes there. And we're talking about what was life like before they became famous, the different alternative roads they could have went down, how life changed for them, for good and bad, and so, so, so much more. And of course, the thing that they're best known for. So come and find me, Tis Yourself with Nicola Barden. And I really hope you'll enjoy the new episodes. They're up to date. They're brilliant. There's some great people there. And I'd love your support. So please do come find us. That's Tis Yourself with Nicola Barden.